This is 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. My name's Mookie, the music director here. Live music, always inspirational, and we have Matthew Houck in studio, also goes by the name Phosphorescent. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. This thing almost didn't happen. Yeah. We got a text saying you were a little bit under the weather. There you go. There's that cough.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Right? But you're doing okay. And
yeah, hanging tough, man.
Made it into the studio.
Yeah. It's been a pretty full-on go since the record came out. We were in Europe and then came back and just been going straight. So yeah.
Yeah, the new record's called C'est La Vie. Mm-hmm. It is available right now, and you have been on the move, visiting radio stations. You did some Pitchfork stuff, CBS This Morning, a Jimmy Kimmel taping on Election Day, which I don't think is going to air till the first week of December.
That's right. Yeah, it got bumped. The election stuff went long, you know, the stations were covering all the close races and stuff, so they ended up pushing the show, and then the music got bumped.
Yeah, so you've been out and about promoting this thing. James Corden, again, you already hit the UK and Europe, and now back to Southern California. There was a show last night in Santa Ana at the Observatory, and then tonight in Los Angeles at the Belasco Theater. For the uninitiated, the website's phosphorescentmusic.com. It's been 5 years since the Muchacho record. Could you believe it?
No, I can't believe that. It's it flew by. Yeah,
it has, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I might be late to the game, but I know I'm not the only one, because my first introduction to the Phosphorescent music really was the Muchacho record. Really was Song for Zula, especially. Mm-hmm. Do you find that when you talk to fans? That was their first introduction as well, even though you've been putting out, this is your seventh studio record, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, depending on how you do the math, it's kind of the eighth. Mm-hmm. There were a couple early ones that, kind of got their own very small label. I do feel that, undoubtedly the, Song for Zula and Muchacho kind of changed the level of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, the new record from Phosphorescent, it's called C'est La Vie. It's outstanding. Now, there was a back and forth about, can we do full band in studio here today, or is it going to be a stripped down solo acoustic thing? And we decided to do a solo acoustic, which is really nothing like the record when you listen to the album.
Right.
The album's got layers and layers of instrumentation, and a lot of thought went in on it. Do songs start out for you like this, just you and a guitar?
Some of them do, yeah. Weirdly enough, I wrote a lot of these ones on the piano. But I like to do this, is what kind of strip them back and let them be just what they are with their bare skeletons. And if I've done my job right as a songwriter, they should be able to withstand any kind of treatment.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you've done some good things throughout the years, especially with this new record. And I appreciate that you included the lyrics there on the back of that CD that I'm looking at over there. And to me, the lyrics kind of read like more or less a memoir. It's your life on the page right there, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a conscious choice to put the lyrics on the outside of the packaging. Especially on the vinyl, it's big enough. They're really small on the CD, and there's supposed to be a lyric card in there that has them bigger. But putting the focus on the lyrics has been something that I've always tried to do, and not really figured out the best way to do that. Because these days I've always had the lyrics involved in the artwork of every record, but. It's a stark reality that a lot of people who hear this music now don't own a physical copy of it,
Sure.
So, I was trying to figure out how to have them, on the website and stuff like that. Lyrics have always been really important to Phosphorescent, and this time is no exception, yeah.
Well, how about one of those stripped-down songs? Would you mind?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, which one did you want to do first? And are you playing all new material for us today?
Yeah, I'll play all new songs off the record. How about I do the sort of the title track? It's called C'est La Vie Number 2. ¶¶ wrote all night. Like the fire of my words could burn a hole up to heaven. I don't ride all night burning holes up to heaven no more. I stood out in the rain, like the rain might come and wash my eyes clean. I don't stand out in the rain to have my eyes washed clean no more. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what she means. I say, love easy, hey, come to me. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what that means. I say, all right, well, c'est la vie. I stood out in the night in an empty field and I called your name. I don't stand out all night in empty fields and call your name no more. And I waited for days for your voice to answer to me. I don't wait up for days for your voice to answer to me no more. C'est la vie, they say, but I don't know what they mean. I say love's easy if you'd let it be. C'est la vie, they say, but I don't know what that means. I say all right, well, c'est la vie. I say, all right, honey, c'est la vie. Ain't that just how it goes, honey, c'est la vie.
There you go. That's Phosphorescent live in our studio here. Really a bare bones version of track two on the new record. And the new record's called C'est la vie, available right now. All this stuff, self-produced, I was reading.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, all of them have been, you know, essentially, you know, but this one, yeah. I feel like I know what I'm doing a little bit more each time, you know, each time out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What was your last job that wasn't music related?
My last job that wasn't music related was running wires in New York City, running like audiovisual wires in extremely rich people's houses.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Did working in that field, did that translate to you building, you know, or help you out when it came to building your own studio in Nashville?
I'm going to cough here. Yeah, weirdly enough, it did. I did learn some things on that job that, you know, translated, which, you know, all my other jobs were always decidedly unhelpful, you know, like delivering newspapers and delivering flowers and stuff like that. Like it was always work. But this one was, I learned a lot about how to run wires.
Can you talk about your own studio in Nashville and how that kind of came to fruition? And is the picture in the album, is that your home studio?
That is, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's not a home studio. It's down the road from the house. It's a kind of a big warehouse space that, you know, when I bought this old console, it's a 70s MCI console, right when we moved down to Nashville.
Our chief engineer, Tristan, might be able to relate to some of that stuff. I'm no gearhead or anything like that.
Well, the crucial thing about it is that it's, you know, over 40 years old and it's, you know, like a car. You're not going to be able to jump into a 45-year-old car and drive, you know, across the country first day you get it.
Without maybe putting in some work on that car.
Exactly, yeah. But I kind of naively thought maybe I could. So, you know, I bought that console and that started down a long road of realizing there was a lot more to it than what I was hoping. And then it needed space for it, and couldn't find really anywhere except this very big old warehouse that was unfinished and had to run power and build some walls and do the whole thing, which was never really the outset. I didn't set out to build a studio and then make this record. It kind of was just like each step that I wanted to take necessitated another step. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of was like little steps one after the other that ended up becoming this too big of a project.
Do you feel like at times you're just living the dream, making music for a living, and you got family in the band, and your kids are on tour with you? Is it just is it as fantastic as I imagine?
It's got a lot of that to it, yeah. But there's also a lot of the other side of just like there's a lot of non-glamour as well.
Believe me, I know, my friend. I got a young baby at home.
Oh yeah,
and, how old? She's about 4 months. Well, 5 months now.
Congratulations.
So she's a little chubby, cute little thing.
Awesome.
Already took her out to her first concert, and she's met some artists.
Awesome.
Who have come through the studio. Yeah, it's been great.
That's awesome.
Again, Matthew Houck is here. Goes by the name Phosphorescent. The new record, C'est La Vie. For me, really hits home, to be quite honest with you, and we encourage everybody to go check it out. We've been playing the song New Birth in New England on the air for weeks and weeks now, and it does sound great. Today you're here with an acoustic guitar, hoping to get some more songs.
Yeah, man, I'll try that one if you want to. We'll hear that one. And
that would be amazing.
Barris form. Thanks, man. I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. They had a lady playing on a piano. Hey, I was liking how it got to my ears. Say, hey, I like it how you play that piano, hey. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So well, I'm sitting at a bar in New England. Hey, I was thinking about another beer. She said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Well, the very first time I laid eyes on you, hey, your mama burst into tears. Hey, we were shaking in the medical basement, and I guess everything was all in arrears. I was staring like a fool at the camera, just saying, honey, what are you doing here? Hey, well, the very first time we laid eyes on you, honey, your mama burst into tears. I said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Hey, now don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya?
There you go. Again, stripped down version of New Birth in New England, a song that you've heard on the air here on 88.5 FM for weeks and weeks. It is Phosphorescent. We're joined live in the studio, totally stripped down. Got a show at the Belasco in Los Angeles this evening. Now, there's more than a handful of things that we could point to as far as adding to the folklore of the radio station. One of those things is Hozier coming through and remembering our spam can, which acts as a pencil holder right there in the studio. For some reason, he always came back and talked about that spam can. One of those things is Paul Weller coming through and kind of grilling us on our coffee and tea selection in the studio. And a couple of things from Phosphorescent. One of those things, well, last time you came through, we produced a viral video of you performing a Vampire Weekend song, which became hugely popular online, and that was amazing. But my boss back at the studio in Northridge, Sky Daniel, said, you got to get him a six-pack. So when Matthew comes in, have a six-pack of long neck buds waiting for him. Because last time you came to the studio, Sky Daniels approached you and he says, is there anything I could get you? And apparently, you know, folklore says that you said I could really use a six pack. So he went across the street and got you a six pack. Now, what I was going to do is I was going to get a six pack of some local brews. I just was not able to do that today.
I thought you were leading up to a big presentation of
something. No, it's unfortunate. Next time. Hopefully it won't be another 5 years, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we'll get it next time around. That's cool.
A couple more questions now that we have you here. Again, C'est La Vie is the new record from Phosphorescent. Who is Philip Schack, and does he have credits as a musician on this record?
He does not. He, I think he got some credits on the very first Phosphorescent record. You know, that's a weird thing. It's the internet's a crazy thing. I think
you could tell I've done my research and found how to use Wikipedia.
Well, you know, I made a demo tape when I was 18 years old, and because you could at the time, you could press up some CDs of those things, you know, and I was just selling those at like open mics and coffee house things. And I didn't know at that time what I wanted to call this stuff, so I just made up a kind of ridiculous name. It's a totally ridiculous name. And just thought it would be a thing that I could just, you know, sell to make a little money, and that was that. But I mean, it was truly like a demo tape of stuff that I recorded when I was 17 and 16, and it embarrasses the shit out of me now, you know.
It's very rare to find, but it exists.
I know.
And it's out there somewhere.
Trust me, I know. But yeah, that was before then, a couple years later, I figured out that I wanted to call this thing Phosphorescent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you paid tribute a few years back to Willie Nelson, right? Was that a whole tribute record you put together?
Indeed. Yeah, yeah.
Is there an artist who you admire more than Willie Nelson? Would you ever do something like that again?
You know, I would love to. I think about that a lot, actually, that I would, there, you know, there's so many artists that I think I would love to, you know, honor is not the right word, but, you know, pay tribute to, I guess. But Willie Nelson, you know, that one was so special, and the way that it kind of, I don't know, crystallized in my mind when I knew I wanted to do it. And I, you know, I would say he was the first, you know, of like a musical thing that reached me as a young kid, and continued to be, and continues to this day to be, you know, a hero, for lack of a, you know, better way to say it. And just a guiding, you know, light about how to exist in this world and you know, be on the right side of, of so many things and just make beautiful music. And yeah, so those songs, you know, I didn't have to like research to learn any extra songs or like, you know what I mean? It's like when I knew that I was going to do that record, I knew every song I wanted to do. I didn't have to like learn any lyrics or anything, you know,
they came easy for you.
Yeah. They're already in me. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, Phosphorescent in studio here. Got a show at the Belasco this evening. Full band, which will be so super fun. The new record's called C'est La Vie. Again, it really hits home for me personally because I think just where I'm at in my life right now, the record kind of speaks to me, you know, and it sounds fantastic. So congratulations on all this new work.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Maybe one more song before we wrap it up. Again, phosphorescentmusic.com is the website. Buy the record, get the merch. There's t-shirts, there's CDs, there's vinyl, all that good stuff.
There's a song called My Beautiful Boy. I know he carried on late. I know my head ain't on so straight. I know you ain't gonna hear me, babe. I know you ain't even awake. Hey, but when I can see you, love, hey, I can really believe in love, my beautiful boy. Thank you. I know this world ain't never fair. I know there's trouble everywhere. But I see your body lying there. I see the moonlight in your hair. Hey, you got nothing to doubt or fear. Hey, not as long as I'm standing here, my beautiful boy. My beautiful boy. I couldn't fit it in these lines. My beautiful boy. I couldn't fit it in to rhyme. Hey, but when I can see you, love, hey, I can really believe in love. My beautiful boy. Say that heaven ain't so bad. For heaven's sakes, now ain't that sad. Just what in heaven would I do? Just walk around and look for you. And what if you wasn't there? Oh, what if I wasn't there? My beautiful boy. My beautiful boy. I couldn't fit it in these lines. My beautiful boy. I couldn't fit it in to rhyme. Hey, but when I can see you, love, hey, I can really believe in love, my beautiful boy.
Go 88.5 FM. That is Phosphorescent live in studio. If that song doesn't make you want to be a better man and a better father, then you have no soul. And I kid because I care. Phosphorescent music is phosphorescentmusic.com is the website. The Belasco Tonight. You're a class act, my man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, man.
And yeah, we appreciate you being here. And good luck on the road and everything. And
thanks,
we'll be following you throughout the years.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You got it. 88.5 FM.